South Africans could be in the race to be one of the first countries to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Finance Minister Tito Mboweni this week announced that government has invested 500 million in the vaccine consortium that is looking to produce a vaccine against the virus. It is believed that government is going with the COVAX global COVID-19 vaccine distributions, with a committed purchase that will see 10% of the entire population receiving the vaccine. Well, joining us to discuss the issue, we have Dr. Glenda Gray, CEO of the South African Medical Research Council. Dr. Gray, as always, thank you so much for your time. A very good morning and welcome to Radio Islam.
Good morning and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. What do we know about this COVAX vaccine distribution scheme? How different is this from the vaccines that have been receiving a lot of coverage lately, the Pfizer one, the one coming out of Germany?
Well, there are different mechanisms, global mechanisms to get vaccines, and the COVAX is one of them, where it uses its buying power to procure vaccines from all sources and then distribute them to the people that have bought into it. So it's an affiliation with WHO, the Global Vaccine Alliance, and Gavi, who've been distributing vaccines in poor countries for many years.
Now, how effective will this 500 million rand that government is willing to invest be in getting us to the front of the queue, and what kind of time frame can we expect? How quickly will the first batch of vaccines reach our shores?
Well, we hope that the first vaccines will reach our shores before winter, because we do expect the epidemic to be worse in the winter months than in the summer months, even though at this moment in time we seem to be battling with a resurgence. There are many mechanisms to get vaccines, and I'm sure the government will be pursuing alternative arrangements as well. So there is the COVAX where you can get around 10% of your country's vaccines from. But there may be other mechanisms that you can work directly with Big Pharma who have the vaccine, or use another mechanism with another country. And so we've seen recently in the press that with the BRICS alliance, there are Chinese and Russian vaccines that may be offered to the BRICS countries. And then there are AstraZeneca, who may make this vaccine available outside the COVAX mechanism. So I think for the 10%, it's a good start to get the first 10% of the population vaccine guaranteed from COVAX is important, particularly for our healthcare workers. But there's the rest of the country that needs the vaccine, and there'll probably be other ways of procuring different types of vaccines as they become available at different costs.
What about all the talk that we've been hearing about South Africa not having the capacity to store these vaccines, which are required to be stored at very low temperatures?
So some of the vaccines do require storage at minus 70, and that requires a very sophisticated refrigeration system and reliance that you're going to have no blackouts or electrical failures. And so that's quite hard for poor countries. But the other vaccines can be stored in a fridge and requires minimal refrigeration, which is what poor countries and low middle income countries, or places where you can't maintain these big fridges, we should be pursuing. So hopefully the Moderna, the Pfizer vaccine that requires minus 70 refrigeration, there will be lots of innovation now that they know it works, and they will probably try and make sure it's more stable at better temperatures that can be distributed across the world. So that's what they will be working on in the next couple of months. But in the meantime, we do have the AstraZeneca that can be stored in a fridge, which makes it much easier to distribute in rural and urban settings.
So from a medical perspective, is it correct to say that a vaccine for COVID-19 has now been found, and it's only a matter of rollout and the logistics?
Well, as there are lots of vaccine trials that are ongoing, and I think what we will see is more and more of these vaccine candidates becoming effective and available. And what countries have to figure out is how they can finance these vaccines, and also how can we distribute it. So the distribution could be quite tricky, because these vaccines will be given to adults, so you might have to distribute them in the workplace, in areas, in communities, and so the rollout can be quite tricky, and you have to have a clear strategy about how you distribute them, who gets it first, healthcare workers should get them first because they are the people that are interfacing with the public. Other people who interface with the public a lot also need to get it. We also need more information, obviously, on whether one can use these vaccines in younger people, children, and pregnant women. We still need information on that as well. But what we can say is that it seems that this vaccine is, all these vaccines are incredibly effective at all age ranges, and now we need to find more data on younger people to make it available, and also to have information on women who are pregnant, because obviously we have a lot of healthcare workers who are pregnant, who are working in the front line, who also need to be protected.
So the other vaccine trials, including the ones in South Africa, do they continue, or is it a case of, well, a vaccine has pretty much been found internationally and there isn't too much of a point?
No, they must continue because they're all different strategies, different platforms, and they may be as effective or more effective, and also maybe cheaper and less side effects. So, you know, one has to look at how potent the vaccine is, how durable it is, and what are the short-term and long-term side effects. So we need information on all of that. The efficacy is important, but also how durable the vaccine is critical. And so it's no use having a vaccine that's not durable. And you may have to give ongoing doses. So it's very important to continue to find new vaccines, new platforms, because it'll optimize safety and potency and durability of the vaccines.
Finally then, Dr. Gray, what's your current assessment of the situation in South Africa? We're seeing a big spike in the Eastern Cape, some high numbers in the Western Cape. Some are talking about the need for a lockdown of the Eastern Cape province. Your thoughts?
We can't let our guard down. Masks, social distancing, not washing your hands. So you've got to continue. We do know that these interventions, these non-pharmaceutical interventions, work. And so as we go into the festive season, we've got to protect our vulnerable. We've got to protect those people that are susceptible to adverse effects from COVID. And we have to continue to wear our masks, keep our distance, keep ventilation going, and make sure we protect our elderly and vulnerable.
Dr. Glenda Gray, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.